趁着机会还在的时候，圣灵感动我们就赶快去做。
Some opportunities we have several times, and sometimes we only have one.
有的时候机会只来一次，有的时候机会来了几次。
I want to tell you a story about two high school boys.
我要跟你分享一个两个高中的同学的故事。
Some of you may have read this in Chicken Soup for the Soul or seen a variation of it on the internet.
也许你们在网络上或者其他的刊物上面已经看过这个故事。
But it goes something like this. Mark was a freshman in high school.
这故事大致是这样子：Mark 是高中的1年级的学生。
He was going home from school on a Friday evening, looking forward to a weekend of fun with his friends.
有一个星期五的下午，他从学校走路回家，他期待着会有一个很美好的周末。
And over a ways, he saw a new kid in the school by the name of Bill.
离他不远的地方，他看到另外一个小孩子，叫做 Bill 的一个小孩子，也在走路回家。
And Bill had a great big stack of books.
Bill 他带了一大堆的书，背着一大堆的书。
And so Mark looked at him and thought, this guy must be a nerd taking all that work home on a weekend.
他说这个人必定是一个书呆子，他拿这么多书回去要在这个周末读书。
Personally, this is my own addition, but personally, I didn't think, well, he's not a nerd, he's just a Chinese student, studies all the time.
我也许我加我自己的讲法，他大概就是一个中国学生，
But that's not part of the story.
但是这不是其中的一个故事。
So, anyway, as Bill was walking along, some kids ran up to him and knocked his books out on purpose and knocked him to the ground, and his glasses flew off away from him.
所以 Bill 在走的时候，结果一群他们同校的同学冲过来，把他推倒了，把他的书也都打在地上，他的眼镜也掉下来。
So Mark decided to go over and help him, and he went over and helped him find his glasses and helped him pick up his books.
那 Mark 就决定说，他就走过去，就帮他找到他的眼镜，然后也帮他拾起他的书来。
And Bill actually gave a smile and gave a sincere thank you.
这个 Bill 就看着他微笑，然后很诚恳地跟他讲说谢谢。
There are so many books that Mark even carried half the books all the way to Bill's home. He found out he actually lived in the same neighborhood.
那因为他拿了很多书，所以这个 Mark 就跟他一起拿，他帮他拿了其中的一半，跟他一起走回家。因为他发现说，其实他们是住在同一个社区里面。
And Mark even decided to invite him to join him and his friends to do some activities that weekend.
所以 Mark 就决定说，也邀请他周末跟他一起还有其他的同学一起玩。
And then on Monday morning, Mark saw Bill again with his great big stack of books.
所以星期一来了，他发现这个小孩子又回到学校，又带了一大堆的书回来。
And he said, Bill, he said, you're going to build some serious muscle carrying all those books around.
他说：“Bill，你如果继续这样子带书回来回，你不久你的肌肉就会很发达。
Bill didn't say anything, he just gave him half the books to carry.
Bill 没有讲什么，他就把他一半的书给他带。
So Bill and Mark actually became best friends.
所以他们结果他们就真的就变成最好的朋友了。
All through high school, they shared, did things together, best friends.
他们在整个高中里面，他们一起度过很美好的时光。
And then in their senior year, when they were just ready to graduate,
4年级的时候，他们要毕业了。
Bill talked to Mark and said, Mark, I said, I want to tell you something I've never told you before.
那 Bill 跟 Mark 讲说，我跟你讲一件事情，我从来没有跟别人讲过。
Did you remember the day we met when the other students knocked the books out of my hands and you helped me? And Mark said, sure, I remember.
他说你记不记得那一天，我们一年级的时候，我被一群小混球把我推倒了，然后眼镜跟书都掉在地上，你帮我捡起我的眼镜，帮我捡起我的书。
He said, you know, the reason I was carrying so many books that day is because I had cleaned out my entire locker.
你知不知道我拿了那么多书，其实我是把我这个locker里面的所有东西都拿走了。
He said, I was so discouraged and I was so depressed, I was going to go home and commit suicide that weekend.
我把柜子里面都清光了，因为我想那个周末我要自杀了。But
because you stopped and you helped me and you were friendly to me, you kept me from committing suicide.
但是你在路上帮忙我，所以我就没有自杀了。你。
So sometimes we need to do it because we will never have another opportunity. Just think if you would not have helped that young man.
你想想看，如果Mark没有去帮Bill，在那一瞬间他没有去帮Bill，那么结果是怎么样的？
Another reason is that hearts can become hardened.
另外一个原因是，有的时候我们的心会变硬。
A hard heart is one that is not open to God, becomes resistant to the Holy Spirit, and we just call it a hard heart.
一个硬的心呢，不能够对圣灵发出回应，不能够跟神顺着神的旨意来行。
The best illustration I know of is concrete. When I think of a hard heart, I think of concrete.
当我想到硬的心的时候呢，我就想到水泥。I
brought some concrete along. I didn't bring the whole bag, but I brought a little bit of concrete along. If you're familiar with it, you know it's just a powder.
我带了一些水泥，你看这个水泥好像就是粉末一样。And
you add water to it, and when you add water to it, a chemical reaction starts immediately.
你知道水泥如果加了水以后，就马上有反应。And
for a while, here's some that I mixed up. For a while, it is soft and it is workable. This has only been about 1 hour, and it is not nearly as soft as it was 1 hour ago, but still, it is soft. I can use the trowel, and yes, I know this is a drywall trowel, not a cement trowel. I couldn't find my cement trowel. And it's still very soft and workable.
这个我现在手里面拿的这些是差不多一个小时以前，我水泥，那些水泥的粉末跟水混在一起。 不是很软，已经不是很软了，因为已经一个小时，但是还，但是因为还不到不是很久的时间，所以啊，还可以做。But
it's going to get to the place where it's hard like this.
但是时间久了以后，它就会变成像我左手里面这块像石头一样的，很硬。And
it doesn't matter how hard I try with this trowel. I can't make an impression on this concrete anymore.
那不管我用多少的尝试，我手中这根工具呢，这颗泥刀没有办法在这个石头上面挖出一个洞。That
which was one time very soft and easy to work with has now become extremely hard.
所以时间久了呢，这个水泥就变得很硬。
And that's why God says that we're supposed to encourage each other because people's hearts can become hard.
所以神说我们必须每天彼此相劝，因为时间久了，我们的心就会变硬。And
the one who desperately is saying, "Would somebody encourage me, please?" still has a soft heart.
所以你要趁着那个需要被鼓励的人心还软的时候，去。
And we know what starts a chemical reaction with concrete is water.
知道，这个水泥呢是变硬，是透过跟水有化学的反应。
But if you look in your Bibles, you'll say they may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
但是你如果看圣经的这边所讲的，说他们可能被罪迷惑。
To deceive is to intentionally lead to believe something that is not true.
这个迷惑呢，就是故意的来误导。
And of course, sin can do that in our lives.
当然，罪会做这种事情。
A person can. This is an example of what a person can say.
也许我可以给你一个例子。
I guess it's an English idiom again. I've really blown it badly, and nobody seems to care.
我真的搞砸了，但是好像没人 nobody care.
Nobody's trying to get me right on the path, back on the right path. And what does it matter?
没有人来安慰我，没有人拍我的肩，所以那又怎么样呢？
I'm just going to keep on sinning, and then their heart.Becomes very hard.
所以我就继续犯罪吧。那时间久了，我心就变硬。
Another thing that can happen is a person can say, "You know, it was easier and better before I accepted Christ."
但是另外一个，有的人可以说 ，Well, 在我变成基督徒以前，好像比较简单，比较容易。
I didn't face all these temptations, and sometimes my old buddies seem to care more than Christians do.
我不需要面对这些。试炼试探，而且有的时候我觉得我的这些那些非基督徒的老朋友比我这些基督徒的新朋友还要关心我。
And that attitude will result in their hearts becoming hard.
所以这样子的情况就会使得他们的心硬化。
Well, I'm thankful and I can say praise the Lord that he can soften hard hearts, but it's much better if we do our part while their hearts are soft.
当然，感谢神，我们知道神可以软化这些僵硬的心，但是也感谢神，我们应该也能够做我们所该做的事情。
Do we realize this morning that there are people in our areas of influence who are crying out, "Somebody encourage me, please"?
你们相信吗？在我们这个社区里面，也许有一些很有影响力的人，他们心里面正在发出这呼求说请你们来鼓励我吧。
And I want to challenge you today that you could be the very person whom God has chosen to encourage them.
所以我要向你发出一个挑战，就是你去做这个鼓励人的人。
And if you feel prompted by the Lord to encourage another, don't take it lightly. Encourage them as soon as you have the opportunity.
如果圣灵感动你，给你这种负担，你不要再拖延，就马上去做这件事情。
That brings us to our third point, the steps to encourage others. What do we do to encourage other people?
那第三点呢，就是我们如果要鼓励人，我们需要做哪些事情呢？
The first thing I think we need to do is ask God to show us why we don't encourage other people.
首先我们要问的是问神。求神来告诉我们为什么我们不去鼓励人。
And we need to ask ourselves, is it because we're selfish?
是不是因为我们很自私？
Is it because we have our own schedules, our own priorities, and if it doesn't fit in, we just aren't going to do it?
因为我们有我们自己的时间，自己的优先次序，事情的优先次序，所以如果跟我们的时间不合，我们就不做了。
Is it because we need to grow in love, or we love other people more?
或者我们需要在爱里面成长。
Is it because we don't understand how important it is?
或者我们不了解激励人这件事情是非常重要的。
Hopefully, this verse in Hebrews will let you understand that it is extremely important.
我希望这希伯来书这个经文这一节经文让你发现让你了解说鼓励人是一个很重要的事情。
Is it because we are not very observing and take a lot for granted?
或者是我们许多时候我们的观察力不够我们把事情看为理所当然。
You know, in the church, there are some ministries that are very, very obvious.
在一个教会里面有一些 事工也许是很明显的。
For instance, the speaker, the interpreter, the worship leaders, the piano player, you all see them, and it's very obvious that these people are serving.
也许你们在看教会的服事里面，你看到这个讲道的人、翻译的人、领诗的人，或者是司琴。 你们很明显看到他们的这个服饰。
But how many things happen that we don't see very easily that happen every week here at the church?
但是呢，在每一个星期天，有许多事情在人后发生的，也许我们不知道，没有看到。We
have a nursery here, and there are people in the nursery right now taking care of children, and then. Junior church, they are not able to be in the service because they are helping, but you cannot see them up here.
我们有婴儿照顾的，照顾婴儿的，有儿童的主日学，他们不在这里，我们没有看到，但是这些都需要有人做。There
are people who print the bulletin, and you may not even know who it is.
那也许你甚至不知道谁印了这个周报。
There are people who help in the PA system and using the projectors and computers.
也有人在后面管这个电脑、这个投影、音响，你不知道。And
we have many Sunday school teachers as well.
我们也有许多主日学的老师教主日学。And
sometimes we forget to thank these people and encourage them for all the work they do that most people don't see.
有的时候我们就是忘了来鼓励这些在人后服侍神的人。There
may be a lot of reasons, but the last one I'll ask is it because we don't know how?
也许有许多的原因，我们不去感谢对这些人说谢谢或者是鼓励他们的话，也许有很多的原因，但是也许一个原因就是我们不知道怎么去谢谢他们或怎么去鼓励他们。
I want you to see that sometimes it's very, very simple. We just have to make the effort.
我只是要让你知道，其实这个事情做起来是很简单，只要你愿意踏出那一步。This
story comes from the Women's Devotional Bible, and it's a true story.
这个故事呢，我要跟各位分享的故事呢，从一个女基督徒的这个。
And I'm going to just read it for you. I'll read one paragraph. You can translate one paragraph.
Okay.
Mr. Barnes, a retired and somewhat senile bachelor, radiated the love of God and was loved by the people of the church. The last place I expected to see him was in the church nursery. Yet, he was there, watching as I stuffed my wiggling two-year-old Paul into his snowsuit. It was Sunday night after the service, and I was exhausted.
Mr. Barnes 是一个退休的一个单身汉，是一个年老的单身汉，但是他身上散发出许多基督的芳香，神的爱。他教会里面的弟兄姐妹也都很喜欢他。他说，但是在教会里面，他从来没有想到这个 Mr. Barnes 会出现在婴儿照顾的地方。 因为，但是有一天，一个星期天晚上，当教会聚会完以后，我挣扎着要把我两岁的这个笨小孩放到这个穿上他的衣服的时候，他出现了。
He simply said, "God has blessed many people through your hands." And he said it as if he had come especially to deliver a message. I thanked him, and he turned to go. His shabby, ill-fitting clothes hanging on a sparse frame. He lived in a basement apartment with only his books, mementos, and meager possessions. He had no close relatives, no one to care for him except his church family. I'd often felt sorry for him, but now he walked with the pride of someone who had just given away something of great value, and he had.
他这个，所以在那个时候，我其实真的是精疲力竭。 星期天晚上精疲力竭，然后我在挣扎着。 要帮我的2岁的小孩子穿上衣服。结果他出现了，他就是讲了很简单的讲一句话，他说：“神透过你的双手祝福了许多人。”那么他就是这样平铺直叙的讲出来，就像他好像他在在传达一个信息一样。那我谢谢他，结果他就转身走了。他这个骷髅的身材穿着破烂的衣服就走了。这个人呢，他住在一个公寓的地下室他的生活非常简朴，他没有什么家具，没有什么fancy 的这个衣服也没有什么太多的这个拥有他没有亲近的亲戚，只有也没有人照顾他只有教会里面的人是他最亲近的朋友。我常常觉得为他感到伤心，但是现在我觉得他来传达这个信息，他可以很骄傲的这个就像一个很骄傲的人刚刚赐给别人一项有价值的东西。
His encouragement lessened my exhaustion and eased the painful memory of the wrong notes I'd played on the organ in that day's services. I even felt better about not being able to sit with my family, a small sacrifice. I was uplifted.
他的鼓励呢，把我的这个劳累都去除掉的，我那天所经过的一些失望、一些问题都不见了，我觉得被提升了。
I've often thought about that humble servant of God willing to go out of his way to encourage a tired young mother. Surely he had no way of knowing how I felt or what his words must mean to me, to my lagging spirit, but he was faithful to God's prompting. This is a ministry that can be both yours and mine. And all he had simply said was, God has blessed many people through your hands.
所以我常常回想到那个晚上，这位神的仆人这个忠心的顺从神的这个感动来跟我讲来鼓励我。我相信他那一天他根本不知道我精疲力竭，我心里面很难过，但是他顺从神的带领来给我鼓励。我相信你跟我也都能够这样子做。
And then the second step on to encourage others is ask God to help us encourage others by.
第二步呢，就是求神帮助我们来鼓励人，透过
The first one is by praying with them.
透过与他们一起祷告。
You can even do this on the phone if you're talking to someone and they're discouraged. Just say, let's pray about it right now.
也许你也可以，甚至在讲电话的时候。如果有人愿意跟你分享他所面对的困难，你说：“让我们一起祷告，在电话上。
You can also give them verbal words of encouragement.
也可以给他们口语的透过你讲的话来跟他来给他鼓励。
That's all Mr. Barnes had done. He just said, God has blessed many people through your hands.
其实刚刚那个故事里面那个 Mr. Barnes 就是这样子，他只是去跟那位女士说：“神透过你的双手祝福了许多的人。
You can also give them written words of encouragement. You should have received an encouragement card when you came in this morning.
”那你也可以给他们一个卡片。今天早上你进来的时候，也许你已经收到一张这个 encouragement card。
It's a very simple thing, but it has some very good advantages to it.
虽然这是一个很简单的事情，但是有许多好处。
Some of us are a little shy and we communicate better by writing than we do by talking.
有的时候我们有点害羞，所以我们用写的，而不是用讲的。我们情愿用写的。
But the person who receives it can also take it home and reread it many times over about your words of
但
encouragement.
是收到这个卡片的人可以拿回家，然后这个不断的读，一次又一次的读。
Sometimes it's appropriate to give them a gift of appreciation, just a small gift. Ladies always like flowers, and men always like food, so you know, small gifts of appreciation.
有的时候你可以就是给一个小的礼物，女士们喜欢花，男士们喜欢吃。
You can also just help them out sometimes. That's the best thing you can do.
或者有的时候就是帮他们做点事情。
Back when our children were little, there was a lady in our church. We had three children under 5 years old all at the same time.
当我年轻的时候，在我们教会里面，在有位女士，在那个时候，我有，主任牧师有三个5岁以下的小孩子。
And sometimes after church, Elsie would say, I'm going to take the children home with me. You just enjoy a relaxing afternoon.
那有的时候这位女士就是说， 哦，我今天要把你三个小孩子带回家，你们两位回去休息吧。
I'm sure some young mothers are saying, who'll take my kids today?
我相信那一定有一些年轻的妈妈说，谁要带我的小孩子回去？
Now this next one I know is more of an American culture thing than what Chinese, but it does help some people. Give them a hug.
接下来另外一个就是也许比较在美国人中间比较普通的就是 给他们拥抱一下。
That if that's too far out of your comfort zone culturally, that's okay. I understand.
如果在你们的文化里面这是有点拘谨的话，有点那就不用做。
Years ago, I felt very uncomfortable giving hugs, but our youngest daughter Melody taught us how to hug.
我年轻的时候，其实我不太喜欢拥抱人。 但是我的女儿教我怎么样子拥抱人。And
there can be many, many other ways as well.
我相信你可以想到很多其他的方法。Would
you read this verse with me one more time? But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
所以我们再读一次这个经节，说总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。I
want to say it just one more time in case you were sleeping the previous times.
我要再讲一次。Somebody
in your sphere of influence is saying, would somebody encourage me, please?
也许你身边就有人心里面在呼叫着说，
And if you have eyes that see and ears that hear, then please encourage them as God leads you.
如果你受到圣灵的感动，你眼睛有看到，耳朵有听到，那你就照着这样子去行。Here's
a final quote from William Barclay.
那我要用 William Barclay 的一句话来鼓励你们。
One of the highest of human duties is the duty of encouragement. It is easy to pour cold water on their enthusiasm. It is easy to discourage others. The world is full of discouragers. We have a Christian duty to encourage one another.
我们人类最重要的一个责任就是要鼓励，鼓励是人类一个最重要的责任。很多时候，我们很容易的 就浇冷水在别人的身上，使人灰心。这个世界是充满了这样子的人，但是我们作为基督徒，我们有这样神圣的使命，要互相鼓励。Many
a time, a word of praise or thanks or appreciation or cheer has kept a man, or a woman, on their feet.
很多时候，就简单的一句鼓励的话。 或者是一句感谢的话，可以让一个人继续的往前走。So
encourage somebody today while it's still called today.
所以，希望你们能够趁着今天还在的时候去鼓励人。But
you aren't done yet. You have to do some homework before you leave.
但是我们聚会还没有结束，你需要做一件事情。
The clock says it's about 13 after. At quarter after, John and the team are going to come up and lead us in a song. But take the next 2 minutes and fill out this encouragement card or if you need to do something besides write an encouragement card, write on here what you are going to do and when you are going to do it.
所以我们还有两分钟的时间，你们都有 一张这个卡片，你们凭你们的感动写一些鼓励的话，你想到要给谁鼓励，那么你就写下来。
And if you don't have an encouragement card, just raise your hand and we will get one to you.
如果你没有这个鼓励卡，你请你举手，我们会给你。Do you have any more?
I believe. Were there some left over? Maybe there were none left over.
It's all taken.
They're all gone. I guess maybe they're all gone, but I have one I can give to somebody, whoever's... That's it. We have three people that want it. You want it? And like a good teacher, I'll walk around and see if you're doing your homework.
Forget you about enemy.
Needles.
That was a nice message. Thank you.
Let's sing 459 首 以爱相